First up on Columbus Perspective, joining me on the phone, Chad Jester, who is the president of the Nationwide Foundation. How are you?
Doing well, Dave. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for talking to us. Nationwide Foundation, also one of the founding members of the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance. First, tell me what the Nationwide Foundation is.
Nationwide Foundation is a nonprofit corporate foundation, so privately funded by the Nationwide companies.
Okay, and you're heavily involved in this Ohio Opioid Education Alliance. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're extremely involved. So this journey began about a year and a half ago, where Nationwide for many years has been actively involved in supporting our associates and their families tied to substance abuse issues. And we decided with the opioid crisis here in Ohio that we wanted to be engaged in the community. So our advertising and marketing folks took the lead by creating the Denial Ohio campaign. And the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance was created to support the campaign messaging of talking to children about the dangers of opioid misuse and abuse, and also talking to parents and caregivers about properly disposing of their prescription medications.
And this Denial Ohio campaign has been going on a while now, and it is a very broad campaign. It has a lot of different means to be available to people.
Yeah, it sure does, Dave. So the campaign's been active for about a year plus so far. It has been playing in Central Ohio through broadcast media, streaming, paid social media, billboards, any type of activation you can think about. And then recently, in 2019, the state of Ohio also invested in the campaign to take it statewide with paid social media. So the Denial Ohio campaign is literally today statewide with a heavy up emphasis in the 20 counties of Central Ohio.
And you've taken a look into what kind of an impact it's having, and it seems to be making a difference.
Absolutely. So we really wanted to check and see if the campaign was making an impact with the messaging that we've put out there. So this is not an awareness campaign. Actually, awareness is extremely high that we have an opioid crisis. We wanted to see if the campaign was impacting people to talk to their children and dispose properly of their medications. And we were astonished at the positive impact the campaign is having.
You took a look at it pretty deeply in terms of finding out how many people are aware of it and what sort of action they've taken as a result.
Absolutely. So, again, this is about holding ourselves accountable to the campaign being effective within Central Ohio and throughout the state. So in Central Ohio, we found that about 50% of households have seen the Denial Ohio ads, which is amazing. Of those 50%, about 57% who have seen the ads are talking to their children about the danger of opioids, and 53% are more cautious about how they dispose of prescription meds. Those numbers are a little bit lower statewide, with the paid social media being at about 25% of seeing the ads. But again, the paid social is only a few months old.
And when you go to the don'tliveindenial.org website, there are some statistics that flash on the page there talking about how 1 in 4 teens will misuse or abuse a prescription drug at least once in their lifetime, and that 42% of them who misuse prescription drugs get them from their parents' medicine cabinet.
Yeah, it's really an inherent challenge that we have, where prescription meds, if not disposed of once the individual who were they were prescribed for is finished with them, they're a risk, and they are essentially a risk to our children and need to be disposed of right away and properly. So we still have a lot of opioid meds in the state of Ohio in medicine cabinets, and part of our prompt is go through your medicine cabinet, find out what's in there, and properly dispose of those medicines, reduce the risk to our kids.
So in the approach of this campaign, is there a feeling that, because we've been hearing for a long time now that a lot of people who are getting hooked on opiates start out as maybe some sort of an injury and they're on painkillers, and then when the prescription ends, they've become hooked and therefore turn to street drugs or whatever they can get their hands on to feed their addiction. Is there a belief then that maybe with younger people, kids still living at home, that maybe experimentally that's part of the a bigger part of the problem of what's happening with addiction?
Yeah, it really is, Dave. So 2/3 of individuals who have become addicted to drugs such as heroin started with prescription painkillers. It's not always the individual that the medication was prescribed for originally. So you're exactly on point that folks who have had injuries and surgeries and been prescribed meds, if they take them too long, they're at greater risk. The other piece, though, is that those meds are being taken by other people, again, not the individual that they were prescribed for. So really getting the meds out of the household when you're finished with them is important. But, you know, there's also part of our population has chronic pain, and the opioids are appropriate for those individuals. So the message to those individuals is you need the opioids, properly secure them, especially if there are children in your house, if you're a grandparent and your grandkids come to visit. Just make sure that your meds are properly secured.
I've seen quotes from you in news stories where people have talked to you about how they discover that they've got painkillers in their medicine cabinet that have been there for years that they didn't even know were in there.
Yeah, that's true. So the prompt, again, of going through the medicine cabinet is a great one. So we're actually using the Deterra drug disposal bags as a physical tool to say, here's a bag, go through your medicine cabinet, put the meds in it, properly dispose of them, but know what's in your medicine cabinet. So we found out from the survey work that about one-third of Ohioans keep their prescription medications much, much longer than what they should. Our record so far is an individual who shared with us that they found Percocet in their medicine cabinet from 20 years ago.
Wow. Talking with Chad Jester, he's the president of Nationwide Foundation, and which is one of the founding members of the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance. Now, this alliance, I've talked to various entities in this alliance, and this really goes deep. I mean, I was talking to the Ohio Realtors Association. They have trained their realtors to, when they have open houses, to make sure that they tell their clients who are selling houses, clear the medicine cabinet out before you let a bunch of strangers in to look at your house.
Yeah, they've had a problem statewide, and this is, you know, part of the work together is raise awareness about what's going on in our communities, but problem statewide of folks going through open houses with the intent of going through the homeowner's medicine cabinets. So the realtors have been a great partner in this work. But as you mentioned, the alliance is very large and broad, so we have over 80 organizations who are members, and these members come from private sector, public sector, education, and nonprofit. So it's a very, very robust cross-section. Our core message, Dave, to all of these members is we're all employers to start with. So we're employing individuals who have families who are susceptible to the challenge of prescription opioids. Again, we've talked about the risk the pills can cause, but also the prevention piece of talking to kids in our life can be very powerful and very effective, having that proper conversation with an 8-year-old or an 18-year-old. So the risk factor is pretty dramatic throughout the state. We believe it's one of the reasons the alliance is at over 80 today, and the numbers literally keep growing every week.
You mentioned in this survey that more than that 57% of parents have taken action discussing the danger of opioids and prescription painkillers with their kids. But an oddity about the result of that, 8.5% of parents and caregivers, only 8.5% say that they are concerned that their kids might abuse these substances, which is kind of the denial Ohio part.
Absolutely. So there is still a disconnect, even with the effectiveness of the campaign and people are taking action, where individuals, parents in particular, don't think the risk can happen to their child, that their child in some way is immune to the risk of prescription opioids and really drug abuse and misuse in total. So we're going to continue with the campaign. We've made tremendous progress, but there's much more work to do to really move Ohioans from being in a state of denial to a state of understanding the risk to all of us.
And, you know, it's interesting because we've been hearing about how meth has been making a comeback as well. And yet this kind of translates across all that. I mean, it certainly, you mentioned that it's not really an awareness campaign. And yet I guess an offshoot is that in some ways it might work a little bit that way.
Yeah, so one of the first things we really are trying to get across is to have more open conversations about addiction. So addiction is an illness. It impacts a large part of our population. Some people are more susceptible than others. Reducing the risk factors is really important, as we've been discussing. But first and foremost, addiction is an illness. So let's have open, transparent conversations with each other about the challenges. Try to do the prevention and education pieces up front, and then properly support the individuals who have fallen to this illness and are fighting addiction each and every day. It is a very tough battle for those individuals, their families, and their friends.
Talking with Chad Jester, he is president of the Nationwide Foundation. Anything else you'd like to add, Chad?
We appreciate the opportunity to share what the Denial Ohio campaign is all about and the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance and the work that we're doing. There's more work to do, and this is really for everybody in our community to better understand the challenges, be engaged, talk to your kids, and go through that medicine cabinet.
Okay, and again, the website is don'tliveindenial.org. Chad, thanks again for talking to us, and good luck in the future with this campaign.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave.